So hindi ko naman ito gagawin every Sunday afternoon, but just because we're in the book of Matthew, sometimes it's good to be reminded about the overview of the book of Matthew para meron tayong reminder kung ano yung mga bahagi ng aklat ng Matthew. So as we studied previously and in review, yung book of Matthew ay nakabahagi yan sa dalawang bahagi. There are two parts to the book of Matthew. Of course, alam natin there's 28 chapters sa aklat ng Matthew. Okay? So, sa 28 chapters, yung unang 16, from 1 to 16, ito yung the person and proclamations. Of Christ. Yung persona at yung pangangaral ni Kristo. That would be from 1 to 16. Then from 17 to 28. Ano nangyari dito? Ang hari na. Tulog na lang. 17 to 28. This would be the passion. And power of Christ. The passion and power of Christ. So you see there are two basic divisions to the book. And yung unang bahagi, medyo topical ang pagsulat ni Matthew. Hindi chronological necessarily, except yung unang dalawang chapters. It's very topical. Tapos sa ikalawang bahagi, actually yung majority ng yung bulk ng teaching ni Matthew, dito chronological. So sinasalaysay ni Matthew yung nahuli si Kristo, pinako siya, namatay, nilibing, tapos muling nabuhay, tapos umakyat sa ascension niya, pagbalik niya sa langit. And so you have your two major divisions there. All right? So now we're ready to look at chapter 1. So let's go ahead and look at Matthew chapter 1, verse number 1. Matthew chapter 1, verse number 1. And the Bible says, "The book of the generation of Jesus Christ, the son of David, the son of Abraham." Let's pray and ask God to bless them. Father in heaven, we thank you, Lord, for the opportunity we have to look into the book of Matthew and to see that beyond a shadow of a doubt that Jesus is the Christ and nobody else like him. And so, Father, we pray your hand of blessing as we look into his genealogy, that we would gain biblical truths and see your hand of blessing upon our lives. We ask your Holy Spirit to speak to our hearts. We confess our sins against you, Lord. And we know that we seek your will and your word with our whole heart. Help us, Lord, to desire to please you. And we ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. All right, so Matthew, gaya ng napag-aralan natin last week, Matthew is the perfect link between the Old Testament and the New Testament. By the way, one had a great message this morning about how Christ is the reason why we have a spiritual part in the New Covenant, the New Testament. Why that makes all the difference in the world, that you are part of the New Covenant. And what makes the New Covenant new? Why is the Old Covenant old? Well, it's really because of Jesus Christ. So, hindi nagbago yung terms ng covenant. Perfect obedience. Yun ang terms ng covenant. Eh, walang perfect obedience sa atin. Kaya dumating si Kristo. Siya ang nag-obey. Perfect obedience. Tapos, kung sumampalataya tayo sa Kanya, magsisi tayo ng sarili natin, pagsisiyan natin yung sarili natin, at tanggapin natin si Kristo, yung obedience ni Kristo ang ilalapag sa atin. Yung kasalanan natin ilalapag kay Kristo. So there's an exchange. But Matthew then is the perfect link because Matthew demonstrates, ang point ni Matthew ay, tingnan natin, testing natin kung itong si Jesus ay ang Kristo. At bubuksan niya yung kanyang book sa simula. From the beginning. So, yung Old Testament, ano yung unang sentence ng Old Testament? In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. Eh, ano yung pagbukas ng New Testament? The book of the generation, the Genesis of Jesus Christ. The Genesis, ang umpisa, the beginning. That word generation means Genesis, origin, birth, the opening. So, very similar to the Old Testament of opening. All right, the book of the generation of Jesus Christ, the son of David, the son of Abraham. So sa Book of Matthew, tandaan natin si Matthew ay Hudyo. By the way, lahat ng mga nagsulat ng Bible ay mga Hudyo, except Luke. Si Luke lang ang hindi Hudyo. Moses was Jewish, Joshua, Ezra, lahat, Samuel, all the writers, Matthew, Mark, John, Paul, James, Jude, Peter, the only one who was not Jewish, na alam natin, baka may lahi siyang Jew, I don't know, and I wouldn't be surprised if he actually has Jewish blood in him, is Dr. Luke. And Dr. Luke wrote two books. What did he write? Luke and Acts. Tama. All right. So, Matthew is Jewish, and because he's Jewish, yung poetry niya, chiastic. So, isa sa mga mahihilig na device ng Hudyo ay yung tinatawag na parallel. Yung parallel device na chiastic. Kung ilagay natin sa Ingles, ganito yun. Naalala ninyo yung Greek ninyo? Chiastic. Key. Chi. Doon ang galing yung key. Okay, so this is a Greek letter na pinapalaki lang natin. Tapos yung mga Hudyo, ginamit nila yung parallelism para sa kanilang poetry. Halimbawa, I eat because I am stressed. Oh. I eat because I am stressed. Oh. I am stressed because I eat. So ngayon, nakikita mo yung parallel, yung idea na kumakain ako kasi na-stress ako. Pero na-stress ako kasi kumakain ako. So yung poetry niya, parallel siya. Hindi English poetry ito. Ang poetry ng Ingles, rhyme ng tunog. Ang poetry ng mga Hebrew, rhyme ng pag-iisip. So yung it, parallel sa it. Yung stress, parallel sa stress. Ngayon si Matthew, dahil siya ay Hudyo, nagbigay siya ng kiyasan. Gumawa siya ng kiyasan. So tingnan mo yung verse 1. The book of the generation of Jesus Christ. So dito si Jesus Christ. Okay. The son of David. The son of Abraham. Okay? So that's verse 1. Ngayon, yung parallel ng verse 1, verse 17. Kaya binasa lang natin yung verse 17. At pansinin mo kung sinong nauna. And all the generations from Abraham to
David
are 14 generations, and from David until the carrying away into Babylon are 14 generations, and from the carrying away into Babylon unto
Christ.
So you see, Matthew uses a chiasm to demonstrate na itong tatlong pangalan na ito, napakahalaga. Yan ang paksa ng kanyang genealogy. So he is referring to Christ, David, Abraham, and then Abraham, David, Christ in reverse. So let's look at verse number 1. The book of the generation, or yung birth, or yung beginning of Jesus Christ, the son of David, the son of Abraham. So these are the biggest names. If I were to express kung gaano kabigat yung mga pangalan na ito sa mga Hudyo, wala ka na. Pinaka-importanting mga pangalan sa kasaysayan ng mga Hudyo, maliban lang kay David and Abraham. Kung sa Pilipino, Jose Rizal, at saka si, ano, and siguro I would say Juan Abad Santos. Mga pangalan na mabibigat, na nagre-represent ng Pilipino, that would be Jose Rizal. Okay? So sa mata ni Matthew, sinasabi niya na si Jesus Christ ay anak ni David, ibig sabihin tagapagmana ng trono ni David, at anak ni Abraham. Siya rin ang tagapagmana ng lahat ng lahi ng mga Hudyo. Now, David, pag sinabing David, ang usapan dito, kingdom. King at saka domain. Hari and domain, paghahari. Sakop. Kingdom. King and dominion. Pag sinabi namang Abraham, eto naman yung Jewish people. Lahat sila, parehas silang historical. So, magsisimula tayo, ide-develop ni Matthew na ang Messiah na inaasahan ng mundo ay kailangan manggaling kay David, kailangan manggaling kay Abraham. So far, wala na tayo doon. Kasi Pilipino tayo. Wala na dyan sila, William, Joseph, Marcia. Kasi Amerikano sila. So, eliminated na yung mga Pilipino, eliminated na yung mga Amerikano. Eliminated na yung mga Russians, Chinese. Ang hindi lang eliminated dyan, yung mga Hudyo. Pero sa loob ng mga Hudyo, hindi lahat ng lahi at tribo nila ay kay David. Limitado na naman yung itong Messiah na ito. Kailangan nang galing kay Abraham at nang galing kay David. So, sa mga Hudyo, tanggal na yung mga tribo na hindi kalahi ni David. You see? All right? So, look at verse number 2. Verse number 2. Abraham begat Isaac. Isaac begat Jacob. Jacob begat Judas and his brethren. Pansinin ninyo yung Judas and his brethren. So, naalala ninyo, Abraham begat Isaac. Isaac begat Jacob. Jacob begat Joseph begat Joseph. Tama, historical, pero hindi naman kasama yun sa genealogy. Jacob tayo.
Jacob begat Judah.
Si Judah lang ba ang anak ni Jacob? Hindi. Ilan yung anak ni Jacob?
12.
Pero si Judah, nanggaling kay Judah yung pangako ng Messiah. Oh, si Isaac lang ba ang anak ni Abraham? Hindi. Sino po yung anak ni Abraham? Ishmael. At saka, yung anim na anak niya kay Keturah. Oh. So, hindi lang si Isaac ang nagsusolong anak niya, pero kay Isaac nang galing si Jacob. Sino yung kapatid ni Jacob? Si Esau, yung kambal niyang kapatid. So, God is eliminating the possibilities hanggang maabot natin si Judah and his brethren. Na mahalaga yung and his brethren kasi si Judah lang manggagaling yung Messiah. So yung brethren niya hindi kasali doon. Abraham, Isaac, Jacob. Si Abraham. So Abraham. Kay Abraham, binigay ng Diyos yung pangako ng Genesis chapter 12 verse 1 and 2. So tingnan natin yung Genesis chapter 12 verse 1 and 2. What's the significance of Abraham? What's the importance of Abraham? Well, kung naalala ninyo yung Genesis, naalala ba ninyo yung Genesis? Alam ba ninyo yung dalawang bahagi ng Genesis? Do you remember the two parts of Genesis? From Genesis 1 to 11. The four major events. Creation, fall, flood, and nations. Oh, pagdating sa Genesis 12, yung apat na tanyag na tao, sino yon? Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Joseph. Yun. So yun ang ikalawang bahagi. But go to Genesis chapter 12. Genesis chapter 12 and verse number 1. Genesis chapter 12 verse 1. Now the Lord had said unto Abram. Oh, hindi pa niya pangalan Abraham. Ang pangalan pa lang niya dito, Abram. Gagawin siyang Abraham later. Now the Lord had said unto Abram, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred and from thy father's house. Iwanan mo yung tahanan mo dyan sa earth ng Kaldi. Iwanan mo yung tatay mo. Iwanan mo yung nakasanayan mo. Iwanan mo yung buhay mo. Get out from your country, Abraham. I have a plan for you. So by God's grace, He called Abraham to leave society that he knew. By the way, saan yung society niya ngayon? Sa modern map natin ngayon. Saan itong Iraq? Iraq, tama. So si Abraham pala ay Iraqi. Middle Eastern. Man. So anyway, get thee from out thy kindred, from thy father's house, unto a land. So yun ang unang pangako ng Diyos. Bibigyan kita ng land. That I will show thee, and I will make of thee a great nation. Seed. Bibigyan kita ng mga kamag-anak. Bibigyan kita ng anak. At magiging dakila kayong nation. That's seed promise. And I will bless thee and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. Ikaw ay magiging blessing. So ito ang tatlong aspeto ng Abrahamic covenant ng Diyos kay Abraham. At hindi pa ito natupad even today. At kung babasahin mo yung Book of Genesis, hindi lang yung chapter 12 verses 1 to 3, itong pangako na ito, i-develop yan ng Panginoon sa Book of Genesis. Ito yung mga numbers na kailangan mo basahin. 13, 14 to 18, 15, 1 to 21,
17, 1 to 19, at saka 22, 15 to 18. Basahin mo yung mga chapters na yan at i-rehearse ng Diyos uli yung Abrahamic Covenant, pero magdadagdag siya ng konti, mag-e-explain siya ng konti, pero palagi yung tatlong ito, land, seed, blessing. Land, seed, and blessing. So, that's very, very important. Huwag niyong itaya ito sa wedding, ha? Pero pag tumama kayo, mag-tides kayo. Pambira, ano ba yan? I'm just joking. Anyway. All right. So, Abraham, very, very important. All right. So, verse 2. Abraham begat Isaac. Isaac begat Jacob. Jacob begat Judas. Si Judas sa New Testament, Judas. Sa Old Testament, Judah. So, there's a Hebrew, Judah, Greek, Judas. Pero hindi yan si Judas Iscariotes. Yung betray kay Jesus Christ. Maraming mga Judas sa New Testament. Ngayon lang naging uso na wag na lang pangalanin yung mga batang Judas dahil sa kasamaan ni Judas Iscariotes. Pero maraming mga mababait na Judas sa New Testament. Katulad ni Judas na kapatid ni Kristo. Kalahating kapatid ni Kristo at ni Santiago. Anyway, na nagsulat ng Book of Jude. Judas. Pati yung translators, ayaw nila na rin yung pangalang Judas. So, anyway. So, let's look at verse number 3. And Judas begat Phares and Zara, yung dalawa niyang anak, mula kay Thamar. Now, this is interesting. Dahil sa mga pangalan ng genealogy, may nabanggit si Matthew na apat na kababaihan. At hindi karaniwan sa genealogy na binabanggit yung mga babae dahil ito ay patungkol sa tatay at sa anak na lalaki and so on and so forth. Pero si Matthew, gusto niyang ipakita sa mga Hudyo na itong apat na babaeng ito ay hindi mga Hudyo pero sinali ng Diyos sa lahi ni Kristo ng Mesiya dahil sa ikatlong pangako kay Abraham. I will make thee a blessing, and I will bless them that bless thee, and curse them that curse thee. So merong mga hintil, hindi sila mga Hudyo, na sumang-ayon kay Jehovah, sumampalataya kay Jehovah, at umasa sa mga pangako ni Jehovah kay Abraham, at sila ay sinali ng Diyos sa bagong tipan. Alright? So una dito si Tamar. So that would be Tamar. Sa New Testament, Tamar. Sa Old Testament, Tamar. T, walang H, Tamar. Tamar, Tamar. So, you will find Tamar in Genesis chapter 28. Hindi natin babasahin yung 28 kasi buong araw tayo dito hanggang gabi. Okay? Pero Tamar was a Canaanite. She was not Jewish. But, some way, somehow, natuklasan ni Tamar, ito palang si Judah na ito, ay kalahi ni Abraham. At meron ng pangako ang Diyos patungkol sa seed promise na kay Abraham ibibigay yung seed. Yan yung Messiah. Kung pakasalan ko si Judah, maaaring gamitin ako ng Diyos para ibigay yung Messiah sa mundong ito. And that became true. Kasi ginamit nga siya ng Diyos. So, Tamar was correct. I have a chance to become the mother of the Messiah. But she was not directly the mother of the Messiah. However, God included her because of her faith in the Abrahamic covenant. So, now, if you study Genesis 28, she went about it the wrong way. She dressed like a harlot, and she enticed Judah, who was her
father-in-law. This is sordid. This is a very bad situation. But God is not limited to work His purpose and plan in the midst of a mess. God could still bless even though we are all sinners. If we bless the Lord, God will bless us. And that was Tamar's heart, even though she went about it in a very bad way. We would never, ever, ever recommend that. Adultery, fornication, and incest even. So, but yet God took the sinner and worked His grace through, regardless of the saint, sinner, or Satan. And that's the testimony of the Lord. So, that's Tamar. So, nasa na tayo? Verse, Tamar and Pheres begat Esrom. Esrom begat Aram. And Aram begat Aminadab. And Aminadab begat Nahson. And Nahson begat Salmon. And Salmon begat Boaz of Rahab. That's another name. Rahab. That would be Rahab. Sa Old Testament. Rahab. Wait a minute. Rahab the harlot. Oh, wala rin, hindi rin maganda yung testimony ni Rahab. And she is a Canaanite. Naalala ninyo? 12 spies went to spy in Canaan. 10 were bad and 2 were good. What did they see when they went to Canaan? 10 were bad and 2 were good. So they went to Canaan. So ano si Rahab? Canaanite din. Katulad ni Tamar. Go to Joshua chapter 2 verse 1. I want you to see this. Joshua chapter 2 verse 1. What was Rahab's testimony? Joshua chapter 2 verse 1. By the way, nanatiling harlot ba si Rahab? Hindi. Hindi natin mababasa ngayon kasi wala tayong time. Baka abutin tayo ng gabi. Alam ko, antok na kayo. Pero kung basahin ninyo yung Joshua, mayroong trigo sa bubong si Rahab. Tanong, paano nagkaroon ng trigo sa bubong yung babaeng ito? Kasi hindi na siya prostitute. Nagbago yung buhay niya, nagtrabaho siya ng maayos, naging ano siya, self-employed na nagtitinda ng trigo. Doon niya tinago yung mga spies. And so, her life changed. Pero yung reputation niya, hindi nagbago kasi yan ang pagkakilala sa kanya ng lipunan. Ganyang kasama yung lipunan natin. It's just the way people are. Joshua chapter 2 verse 1. Joshua chapter 2 verse 1. And Joshua the son of Nun sent out Shittim to spy secretly saying, go view the land, even Jericho. And they went and they came into an harlot's house named Rahab and lodged there. And it was told the king of Jericho, saying, behold, there called men hither night watch the children of Israel to search out the country. Verse 3, and the king of Jericho sent unto Rahab, saying, bring forth the men that are come unto thee, which are entered into the house, for they came and search out all the country. And the woman took the two men and hid them, and thus there came men unto me, and I wist not whence they were. So she lied. Anong dalawang tao? I don't know who you're talking about. They're not here. Oh, she lied. Oh, that's not... She lied. Ang dami mga commentaries. Ang dami mga commentaries na bibigay ng excuse. She lied. Deal with it. Verse number 4. And the woman took the two men and hid them and said, thus there came unto me, wist not whence they were. And it came to pass about the time of the shutting of the gate. And when it was dark, the men went out. And whither the men went, I wot not, and pursue them after. Quickly, dalian nyo. Umalis na yung dalawa. Nakatakas na sila. Dali, 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 dun na kayo. So, umalis yung mga sundalo ng king. But she brought them off the roof of her house and hid them in the stalks of flax. Yun. Doon mo nakita yung trigo sa bubong niya. Iba na yung business niya. Hindi na niya binibenta yung katawan niya. Nagbebenta siya ng flax. Which she's laid over in the order upon the roof, and the men that pursued after them way into Jordan and to the fords. And as soon as they were pursued of them, they were gone out and shut the gate. And before they were laid down, she came up unto them upon the roof. Verse 9. She said unto them, "Men, I know." Ito yung testimony ni Rahab. Verse 9. And she said unto them, "I know that the Lord." Anong pangalan ng Lord? L-O-R-D, capital siya. Yes. Tuwing nakikita niyo yung Old Testament, capital L, capital O, capital R, capital D, English translation niya ng Hebrew, Jehovah. Yung personal na pangalan ng Panginoon. "I know that Jehovah hath given you the land." I'm aware. I know about your Abrahamic covenant. God gave you the land. "And that your terror is fallen upon us and all the inhabitants of the land faint because of you." Takot kami sa inyo, mga Hudyo, kasi nakita namin yung ginawa ninyo sa Egypt. Nakita namin kung paano sinuplay kayo ng Panginoon sa kagubatan. Nakita namin kung paano sinakop ninyo yung Moabites, yung iba't iba pang mga Canaanites. Takot kami sa inyo. Alam namin yung Diyos ninyo, si Jehovah. "For we have heard how the Lord, Jehovah, dried up the water of the Red Sea for you, which you came out of Egypt, and when you did to the two kings of the Amorites, the others, and side of Jordan, Sihon and Og, and you utterly destroyed. And as soon as we heard these things, our heart did melt, and did remain in any more courage in any man because of you. For the Lord, Jehovah, your God, he is God in heaven above and in earth beneath." So iba siya, hindi siya katulad ng mga Canaanites na idolaters. Sumampalataya siya sa Diyos ni Abraham. "And now therefore," verse 12, "I pray you swear unto me by Jehovah the Lord, since I have showed you kindness, will you also show kindness unto my father's house and give me a true token?" So yon. So nangako si Rahab, kung tulungan mo ako, tulungan ka na. Tinulungan kita, tulungan mo ako. Sumasampalataya ako sa Lord ninyo. So Rahab became a believer in Jehovah God. So sinali siya, pinakasalan niya, go back to Matthew chapter 1, si Salmon. At yung prutas ng kanilang pagsasama, si Boaz. "And Boaz begat Obed of Ruth." Oh, there's Ruth. Tamar, Rahab, Ruth. Ruth! Naalala niyo si Ruth? She was a Moabites. Moabite! By the way, alam niyo ba kung saan ang galing yung mga Moabites? Naalala niyo si ito? Isaac? Jacob? Where's the... Si Lot? Naalala niyo si Lot? Abraham and Lot? Si Lot, he lived in Sodom. He should have stayed in Israel. But he decided to live in Sodom. Tapos syempre yung Sodom, LGBTQ, headquarters ng lipunan nung kapanahunan nila. Sinunog ng Diyos yung lungsod kasi puno ng mga bakla. Sino, yan ang isip ng Diyos sa LGBTQ kung basahin mo yung Bible. Yung ayaw lang doon yung mga profesor na liberal na hindi sumasang-ayon kay Jehovah. Sila naging mayor ng LGBTQ Sodom. Nung sinunog ng Diyos yung Sodom, umalis siya, sinama niya yung asawa niya na naging asin. Kasi mahal na mahal niya yung Sodom, ayaw niyang iwanan yung Sodom. Kaya sinali na rin siya ng Diyos sa hatol. Yung dalawa niyang anak na babae, naglasing sila. Ayan mo. So, LGBTQ, ano ba yung mga alphabets na yan? LGBT. Sige na. Tapos lasinggero pa sila, uminom ng mga alak, wine, beer, liquor. So yung dalawa niyang anak, sabi nila, kailangan natin mag-preserve ng seed. Kaya habang lasing yung tatay nila, sinipin nila yung tatay nila. Doon nang galing yung Moab at saka yung Ammonites. Wala tayong time. Buksan ko yung geography books natin na green. Makikita mo sa gilid ng Israel, Moabites and Ammonites. Magkakapatid pala yung mga yan. Nag-aaway-aaway pa rin sila hanggang ngayon. But Ruth was a Moabite. Mababasa mo yan sa Ruth chapter 1 verse 4. Ruth chapter 1 verse 4. Tingnan nga natin. Ruth. Let's go to Ruth. Chapter 1 verse 4. Are you interested in learning about this? Oh, okay. I'm testing lang, ah. Baka... Ruth. The greatest love story in the Bible. That's the one book I'm not gonna... I'm kidding, no. I'm just kidding. I'm joking. One day we'll have to preach through the book of Ruth. Baka ibigay ko na lang kay Brother RJ kasi mas mature siya sa akin. Saan ba yung Ruth? Nasa canon of scripture ba yan? Judges Ruth. See, tingnan mo, hindi ko talaga mahanap yung Ruth na yan. Oh, Ruth. Ruth, chapter 1, verse number 4. Ruth, chapter 1, verse 4. And they took them wives of the women of Moab. Ayun. The name of the one was Orpah, and the name of the other, Ruth. Kaya siya ay Moabite. Hindi siya Hudyo, Moabite siya. Pero related siya sa mga Hudyo. Alright, so, balik tayo sa Matthew chapter 1, verse 5. Salmon begat Boaz of Rahab. Boaz begat Obed of Ruth. So, si Boaz at saka si Ruth nagkaroon ng anak. Yung anak nila ay si Obed, yung lolo ni David yon. And Obed begat Jesse, tatay ni David, verse 6. And Jesse begat David the king. Tingnan mo si Matthew. Sabi niya, doon pumasok si David na hari. So hindi lahat ng David hari, pero itong David na ito, siya yung hari. King David, David the king. And David the king begat Solomon of her that had been with the wife of Uriah. Hindi niya binanggit yung pangalan ni Bathsheba. But that is the wife that had, that was the her that had been the wife of Uriah, si Bathsheba. Bathsheba. Sa Hebrew, yung Bath, daughter. Daughter of Sheba. So yun ang pangalan, yun ang ibig sabihin ng pangalan niya. So si Bathsheba, what about Bathsheba? Hudyo ba siya? Naalala ninyo si Uriah? Hindi siya Israelite, si Uriah. He is a Hittite. Tingnan mo ang 2 Samuel chapter 11. 2 Samuel chapter 11. 2 Samuel chapter 11. Verse number 3. 2 Samuel chapter 11, verse number 3. And David sent and inquired after the woman. And one said, Is not this Bathsheba, the daughter of Eliam, the wife of Uriah the Hittite? So they're Hittites. She married a Hittite. It's probably because she is a Hittite herself. It's not dogmatic, but we can infer that. So the point I'm making is, Tamar is not Jewish, Rahab's not Jewish, Ruth isn't Jewish, Bathsheba's not, maybe not Jewish, most likely not Jewish. None of them. None of them belong in the covenant of Abraham, but they inserted themselves into the covenant of Abraham by faith. All of them. So sa mga isip ng mga Hudyo na kababaihan nung kapanahonan ni Matthew at ni Jesus, gusto nila sila ang mabigyan ng seed promise na sila maging nanay ng Messiah. Pero kanino yung honor, kanino binigay ng Diyos yung honor ng pagiging nanay ng Messiah? Kay Mary. Kay Mary. Nung si Eva, naalala niyo yung unang babae? Si Eva? Oh, let's go to Genesis chapter 3. Genesis chapter 3 and verse number 15. Genesis chapter 3 verse 15. So ilalagay ko dito si Eva, ha? Eve. Genesis 3:15. Genesis chapter 3 verse 15. This is the first promise of a Savior. The first gospel, kung pwedeng sabihin ganon. Sa Latin, Proto-Evangelium. The first promise of the salvation. Genesis 3:15, kinausap ng Diyos yung Ahas at sinabihan niya sa Ahas yung Genesis 3:15. This is what God said to Satan in Genesis 3:15, the serpent. He said, I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed. Well, that's the seed promise. Kaya may motivation si Satanas na wasakin ng mundo dahil sa seed promise. So kung makokorrupt niya yung tao ng mundo, makokorrupt niya yung seed promise. Kaya sa Genesis 6, nagpadala siya ng mga demonyo na nakiapid sa mga babae. Mga anghel at mga babae para wasakin niya yung Genesis 3:15 seed promise. Hulaan niyo kung gaano ka-successful si Satan. Ilang tao ang natira after the flood? Ilang tao lang naligtas? 8. You see how almost successful the devil was in destroying the seed promise? Billions and billions of people on earth in Genesis 6, got down to 8 saved souls. Yun lang. He was almost successful. So, nung kapanahon ni Eve, umaasa na si Eve. Siya yung babae at yung ipapanganak niya, yung Messiah. Eve had that desire in her. So look at chapter 4, verse number 1. Look at chapter 4, verse 1, Genesis 4:1. And Adam knew Eve, his wife, and she conceived and bare Cain, and said, listen to the excitement in Eve's voice. I have gotten a man from the Lord. So Eve was excited that she acquired a man. Eto na ba, Lord, yung seed promise mo na magre-reverse sa curse na nangyari sa amin, sa kasalanan namin, magtatanggal ng kasalanan namin, isasauli na kami sa garden? Itong si Cain? Well, naalala nyo kung ano nangyari kay Cain? Anong ginawa ni Cain sa kanyang kapatid? So, hindi si Cain. Naging disappointment si Cain kay Eve. Okay? Now, siyempre, namatay si Abel, pinalitan ng Diyos si Abel, binigyan sila ng bagong son. Sino yung bagong son? Sino yon? Si Seth. So, verse 25, Genesis chapter 4, verse 25. Makinig kayo. Genesis 4:25. And Adam knew his wife again, and she bare a son, and called his name Seth. Alam niyo ibig sabihin ng Seth? Appointed, hinirang, pinili, Messiah, Seth, chosen. For God, said she, had appointed me another seed instead of Abel, whom Cain slew. So ngayon, si Seth naman, umaasa na naman si Eve na makukomplete yung promise ng Genesis 3:15, pero hindi si Seth at hindi rin yung mga sumusunod na mga generations ni Eve hanggang na-reduce sila kay Noah. Tapos si Noah, yung tatlo niyang anak, sino yon? Ham, Japheth, and Shem. Okay, so lahat ng lahi natin, matitrace natin sa tatlong yon. Anyway, we won't go there. We'll just move on here. So anyway, magmula sa kapanahon ni Eve hanggang sa kapanganakan ni Jesus Christ, makinig, boys, magmula sa kapanahon ni Eve hanggang sa kapanganakan ni Jesus Christ, lahat ng mga kababaihan umaasa sa na sila ang gagamitin ng Diyos na magiging instrumento ng pag-fulfill ng Genesis 3:15. Ang tawag doon, desire of women. The desire of women. Ang pagnanais ng mga kababaihan na sila ang magiging nanay ng Messiah. Kaya si Tamar, Rahab, Ruth, pati rin si Bathsheba, umaasa sila na gagamitin sila ng Diyos. Isasali sila ng Diyos sa messianic line. Pati rin si Eve umasa ng ganon. So yung terminology of the desire of women is the desire to become the mother of the Messiah. And so we find that in Daniel chapter 11. Tingnan mo yung Daniel chapter 11. Daniel chapter 11. Daniel chapter 11. And verse 37. Daniel 11 verse 37. Daniel 11 37. Talking about the Antichrist. Neither shall he regard the God of his fathers, nor the desire of women. He will not regard the Messiah, who is the desire of Eve, Tamar, Rahab, Ruth, and Bathsheba, and all the Jewish women. That's the desire for to become the mother of the Messiah. The Antichrist will disregard the Messiah, who is the desire of women. So Matthew is linking us to all of this. Now, so, balik tayo sa genealogy. Verse number 7. And Solomon begat Rehoboam, Rehoboam Abiah, Abiah begat Asa, Asa begat Jehoshaphat, Jehoshaphat Joram, Joram begat Ozias, Ozias begat Joatham, Joatham begat Achaz, Achaz begat Ezekias, Ezekias begat Manasseh, and Manasseh begat Amon, Amon begat Josias. Tingnan mo ito. And Josias begat Jeconias and his brethren. Saan yung and his brethren earlier? Verse 3. Si Judas, verse 2, and his brethren. Ito naman, Jeconias and his brethren. Kasi si Jeconias, sinumpa ng Diyos na walang luluklok sa upuan ni David na manggagaling kay Jeconias. According to Jeremiah chapter 22, verse 30. So that is a conflict. How could Jesus be the Messiah if he is in relation to Jeconiah and God said nobody in Jeconiah's line will become the Messiah? Oh, problema yon. Ito yung solusyon. Jeconiah is related to Joseph, yung father, stepfather ni Jesus. Hindi sa dugo, kundi sa legality. So technically, yung lahi ni Jeconias napunta kay Joseph, hindi sa nanay, hindi sa woman, sa men. So therefore, hindi na violate yung Jeremiah chapter 22 verse 30 na pangako ng Diyos na walang luluklok sa upuan ni David na relative ni Jeconias. So, verse number 12, and after they were brought to Babylon, Jeconias begat Shealtiel, Shealtiel begat Zerubbabel, Zerubbabel begat Abiud, Abiud begat Eliakim, and Eliakim begat Azor, Azor begat Sadok, Sadok begat Achim, Achim begat Eliud, and Eliud begat Eleazar, Eleazar begat Mathan, Mathan begat Jacob. And there you have, Jacob begat Joseph, the husband. O, hindi naman yung dugo ni Kristo, dugo ni Joseph. He is the husband of Mary. Tapos sabi dito, of whom was born Jesus. So, sinong nagbigay anak kay Jesus? Si Joseph ba o si Mary? Si Mary. Hindi pwede yung mga anak yung lalaki. Hello? Furthermore, yung, naalala ninyo yung Greek ninyo? Naalala ba ninyo yung nouns? Naalala ba ninyo yung tatlong quality ng nouns? Case, number, gender. Yung gender ng noun, ng of whom, feminine. So that is a feminine noun. Therefore, it refers to Mary, not Joseph. Matthew's genealogy shows us that Jesus is the Messiah through Mary physically and through Joseph legally, not physically. So that's the whole import here. Of whom was born Jesus, who is called Christ. So all the generations from Abraham to David are 14 generations. So naalala ninyo yung Hebrew ninyo? You remember your Hebrew? Huh? David. David.
David.
Yung bang David? David. Di Dalet. Naalala niyo yung di? Ako hindi ko naalala yung di.
David.
So sa Hebrew, yung Dalet, tapos yung vowel, ika-anim na letter yung vowel. Sa Hebrew, yung vowel gano'n. Vowel. Six letter. Eh yung Dalet. So I'm saying numerology, yung pangalan ni David is equal to 14. Daleth. So Daleth, Aleph, Beth, Gimel, Daleth. Aleph, Beth, Gimel, Daleth. That's 4. Okay?
4 plus 6 plus 4.
14. Kaya si Matthew, hiniwala... And by the way, may mga pangalan dito na hindi niya binanggit, na binanggit ni Luke. Bakit? Kasi he's just summarizing. Marami pang mga pangalan dito na dapat dagdagan, pero hindi na lang niya dinagdag. Kasi ang punto niya, papakita niya na si Jesus Christ ang tagapagmana ng trono ni David. 14 generations. So 14 generations from Abraham to David, 14 generations from David to si David hanggang, let's see, David to Babylon, the casting away of the Babylon. That would have to be, that would be Jeconias. Yes, si Jeconias na sinumpa ng Diyos. And from the carrying away of Babylon unto Christ, from Jeconias to Christ, 14, 14, 14. This is just something you're getting in the mind of Matthew. So you have that. So, anong matututunan natin dito? Well, una sa lahat, first of all, dapat kilalanin natin si Jesus Christ ang Messiah. Wala nang iba pa sa mundong ito bukod kay Jesus Christ na naging tagapagmana ng trono ni David at talagang nag-fulfill ng lahi ni Abraham. It is all Jesus Christ. Wala rin. Pati si Joseph, hindi siya qualified. Pati yung ninuno ni Joseph, si Jeconiah, hindi siya qualified. Pero si Jesus qualified siya kasi nagmula siya kay Mary. Number two, yung Messiah na pinag-aaralan natin, binibigyan mo bang halaga sa buhay mo? Yung Messiah? Is He your King? Is He your Lord? Sa lahat ng napapag-aralan natin, this is the most important. Pero maraming hindi interesado dito. You have to admit, when we read the names, we were like, oh, here we go, the names, the names, the names. But these are all important to God. Number three, God included Gentiles. God can include us in the spiritual covenant. Number four, kung yung king natin nagsabi, pumulong tayo para sumamba sa Diyos, at yung government natin nagsabi, walang pupulong dahil sa virus, sinong susundan mo? I leave that to you. But you have to wrestle with that. We wrestled with that here. Kasi kung hindi ka susunod kay Jesus, susunod ka sa sarili mo. And that will be devilish. Dalawa lang ang nagahari. It's either Jesus is king or the devil is king. Kung sabi mo, susundin ko yung heart ko, well, it's demonyo na yan. Kasi yung heart natin, hindi palaging sumasang-ayon kay God. And here's another thing, God can use ungodly sinners to accomplish His will. And the question is, will you align yourself to God? Or will you align yourself away from the will of God? Let's pray. Father in heaven, we thank you, Lord, for the testimony of scriptures, the names that we see here that are significant to you and almost irrelevant to us. But we see that in every situation, you are working your will and plan in lives. And we are so thankful that you are interested in working your perfect will through our lives, Lord. You have a perfect will and plan for each and every one of us. Help us to see Christ in everything, Lord, that we may be pleasing to you, that we may live for him. Without a shadow of a doubt, we can surrender ourselves to him instead of self and live for the devil and live for ourselves. Help us to live unto Christ, who is worthy, the only one who's worthy. And you can make us worthy if we repent and believe and trust in you, Lord. We ask that you help us in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Habang nakuyo ko ang ulo, nakapikit ang mata, meron bang magsasabi, brother?